just make this point about sin and repentance. Sometimes we can give the impression that we're only talking about these very egregious sins. And, you know, I remember sitting as a young person in meetings like this and saying to myself, you know, I'm not out there. How does this apply to me? And we've been kind of quoting Hebrews chapter 12 a little bit, because it says there in chapter 12, verse 1, it says, "Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of faith." The book of the law had been abandoned. It as a central thing, Christ as the center, had been put to the side. And so for us today, we have to ask ourselves, if we're not involved in these very egregious sins, how do we understand what we're talking about today, this conference? You know, perhaps, you know, perhaps school has become a weight that has taken priority over the Lord and the things of the Lord. You know, education is wonderful. You should do your very best so that you can, if the Lord tarries, come out of school, be able to support yourself. If he gives you a family, be able to support your family. But when school, when my job, when activities, and we live in this age of entertainment, you know, we can sit down and watch a ball game for 3.5 hours, and 3.5 minutes of reading the scriptures, we're falling asleep. So I'd like to just apply to us these verses that we might see that wherever adjustments are needed, where the Lord has been displaced by anything, here it was that they had intermarried, they had taken of the activities and the practices of the nations. We too have intermingled sometimes in our thinking as to what is the most important thing in life for me. Oh, I've got to get my education at all costs. I've got to work two jobs because I need to have this or that. And the Lord is displaced. I think that we might apply this to say, too, that we would need to confess those types of things. Mm. Because this is where it meets me where I am today. When we've been talking about our place in relation to the Lord, when was the last time I was able to have a quiet time with me and the Lord? 15, 20 minutes, half hour. Or do I read something as I'm running out the door? When was the last time that I really consistently, every single night, that the doors were open for prayer, ministry, Bible study, that I was there every week, every month? Perhaps those are some of the things that we need to confess. Lord, things are weighing me down, and it's hindering me from running the race with patience. So I think there's both sides I wanted to balance out here. Forsaking these very egregious things, but also examining very, I would say, noble or things that we need to do in life. We got to go to school. We have to have some part-time jobs. Some may have full-time jobs now. And one day you'll have a full-time job where your boss is going to tell you, you need to work all day and all night. Because that's all they care about. That's their God. And we need to know where the priority is for us, if not these things come in and they take the place of the Lord in our heart and our affections.
Just a thought that these men and women, they were the remnant. They were the ones that had left Babylon. So a lot of them had stayed behind because business was prosperous there. So these could have come back and say, well, you know, at least we're not in Babylon, at least were not in the world involved with these egregious sins, but they weren't satisfied with that, and they were still wanting more separation unto the Lord, sanctifying themselves to the Lord's interests.
I think that's the idea of repentance. It's when you say changing directions. If I'm involved in a sin and I want to alter that to fix my relationship with the Lord, I can't just say, okay, I'm not going to do it on Sundays, but I'll do it every other day of the week. Repentance is stopping. It's changing directions. It's a complete change of behavior. If I'm involved in a sin, to repent, I have to stop doing the sin. I have to turn completely around and go in the opposite direction. That's repentance. There's no playing with sin. There's no or negotiating with it. It's stopping. Repentance is a complete change in behavior. It's a complete opposite, if you will. Because I explained it like I explained it to my Sunday school class. If you're going in one direction, you go in the other one. And that's the way it is. You can't play with sin. If you take fire to your chest, you're going to get burned. And that's, you take a little fire or a big fire, you're still going to get burned. So sin, you can't play with it. You can't negotiate with it. If you find sin in your life that needs to be changed, then you know what? You need to completely cut it off. It's complete separation. It's total separation. And not just, well, I'm not as bad as others with this, so I'm only going to try to. That's not what repentance is. Repentance is cutting off completely.
If I can go back to the original thought was, what is repentance? What's the process of repentance? And we can see, if we go back to chapter 8, verse 1, to bring the book. So it begins with the standard. We have to know what is right. And then you see in chapter 3, they were attentive to the book of the law. So not only do they have the standard, but they are also attentive to it. You know, I could have my Bible sitting on my shelf or stuffed in a drawer somewhere, and it's not going to do anything. I have to be attentive to it. And then we have in verse 8, they read in the book of the law of God distinctly and gave the sense and caused them to understand the reading. So now we have understanding, we have comprehension. We realize that we're doing wrong. And then when we go to chapter 9, and we find that they separated themselves and then they stood and confessed their sins. And we find the confession comes in verse 3. They read the book of the law and then they confessed. So the confession comes from the book. So we also are confessing based on the standard. And if I can turn to Nehemiah chapter 13. On that day they read in the book of Moses in the audience of the people, and therein was found written that the Ammonite and the Moabite should not come into the congregation of God forever. So we find that also the separation comes from the Word of God. So every step of repentance is based on the Bible. Every step has to be based on that standard of God. And without the standard, there is no repentance.
Maybe I can suggest another portion for us to read at home, and that's Luke 15. And I think Luke 15 will help me in a very practical way. Repentance, as we have heard, changing direction, but there's a process that takes hold of the soul. And there was a son that the scripture says, when he was into the world, he wasted all things. And that's what the world can do to us, is really make us a waste. We become nothing. And our level is as good as pigs. And even pigs, the unclean animal, is better than us when we just really get into this sin principle. But the scripture says three things that I might share about repentance, but read the whole chapter. It says he came to himself. Mm-hmm. He acknowledged, what am I doing? What's wrong with me? He came to himself. The second thing, that before he started taking these steps, he thought of all the rich resources that were by his father's house. He thought of the great position that he had with the father. And then he started walking back to him. And how wonderful to see that when there was a genuine repentance, that son found out that the grace of God, which is greater than all our sins, when there is repentance, brought him into a higher ground than he ever expected. And young ones, if there is something in your own life, come to yourself. Think of the depth of the love of God for you, and then you will understand that as you return to him, the greatness of the grace of God, that he might have something greater for you, as it was in the case of the prodigal son. I'm wondering, brethren, if would it be wise to go into the 32 to see how they approached God's assessment toward it.